Welcome back for part two of our informational interview with Marina Rovat.
Sure. So I think a big thing for myself here is, and I'm not a huge believer in timelines, but I just wish I would have kind of listened to my instincts a little bit earlier. And so what I mean by that is once I started specifically in this program development role exactly at Carbon, I was working on our with our teams to kind of build these types of comprehensive care models to manage chronic conditions, things like diabetes, hypertension, stuff like that. And I, again, had this aha moment of, wait, I did this as an undergrad in student government when I was building quite a few things. So my claim to fame, Trojans, here is that I got our fall break. So that was one of my big achievements when I was in student government, was getting the fall break.
Wonderful. And so,
I'm glad you all get to enjoy it. But basically, you know, kind of this many years later, I'm sitting at work and I'm thinking, wow, this is exactly the approach that I would take in student government. Every time I kind of wanted to shake things up and introduce something new, I did this type of step of collecting and analyzing data and, you know, a lot of the work that was, you know, being creative, coming up with solutions, really identifying the problems at their roots, working with others to get their feedback and input and just kind of build the best thing. And that was so joyful and invigorating and challenging for me as an undergrad. And I just wish I would have listened to myself. So as I think about kind of making this transition later, I'll still joke that I'm pretty sure my mom still wishes I was a doctor, but I don't care about that. She's still very, very supportive. But actually making that switch for me, I think I was really at a point where it was very much not emotional. So when I was quote unquote applying to medical schools, again, this was just very not traditional. I applied to 5 schools. Like I, at that point, realized my head and my heart wasn't in it in the way that I thought it was. And this new place, this Carbon Health place, was like really giving me something that I honestly thought I was never going to find. And so for myself, the change felt just a little bit less scary, I think, because I was already in this environment that I knew was exactly where I wanted to land. But I will say a big part of my kind of comfortability and just my assurance in knowing that, yep, I'm going to plant my roots here and this is where I want to grow, was actually making those connections, you know, specifically at Carbon Health and really within my industry to try to, you know, figure out like, all right, now I think this is what I want to do. What is my plan going to be once I'm here? I know I want to be challenged. I know I want to be pushed. I know these are the things that I want to learn. How can I kind of create and structure my job, my day to day, my relationships with my colleagues to make sure that that's also, you know, what I'm going to get out of this job? And I will say, like, again, a big aha moment for me was I like didn't get an interview to this like one medical school. Again, I applied to 5, but I didn't get an interview to one of them in particular that I thought like, yep, I've got that one, you know, I've got that one under control. It should be an easy one. I like wasn't emotional about it. And I wasn't upset. I like didn't bat an eye. I opened this email and I was just like, all right, cool. I'm staying at Carbon. This is awesome. Like I didn't think twice about it. And so for myself, I think the short answer there was for this type of career change, a lot of it, I think, felt less scary because after, you know, the time had passed, I was pretty comfortable in my decision. For me, it was just a matter of like actually calling it a decision and actually calling it a career change. And in a weird way, being like, hey, everybody, I don't think I want to be a doctor anymore. I am having way too much fun at the startup and innovating and solving problems every single day. Like, you can catch me here for a long time.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up.
Because
that's kind of something a lot of students, when I'm meeting with them in kind of my career advising, that they bring up of, I don't know if I want to be a doctor, but my mom, my dad, whoever it might be, it is expected of me to be a doctor. And thank you for sharing your story of how you kind of managed those expectations and kind of moved forward of, no, this is where I am comfortable. This is where I feel like my skills are being utilized and how I'm utilizing the skills from my past. And that's kind of something that I want to kind of talk about now, is what sort of skills, whether those were classes that you took, organizations that you're part of, internships that you're part of, research, whatever experiences you had back at USC, what experiences or classes prepared you for the position you're in now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, honestly, and this is going to sound very cheesy, but it like truly was the tapestry of a lot of these experiences coming together that I think just set me up in a way to want to learn, want to grow, know the industry. So one thing I was really involved with was I did some clinical research with Children's Hospital. So I got a lot of time working in a patient setting, in the healthcare setting, again, working directly with patients and families, which taught me a lot about really like that hands-on day-to-day, what it's like to engage with these patients. And then kind of on the flip side, it was a very just real introduction to, you know, there's regulatory requirements, and there's legal requirements, and these types of things that exist in this healthcare space. So I got to just absorb a lot. I was working specifically in a outpatient center. And so the families that I got to see between, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I was on site doing research were the same families over and over again coming in for their services and stuff like that. I was working in childhood development. And so that was just a great exposure on the healthcare side of things. Another kind of big thing for myself was I was a resident advisor, resident assistant, RA, in the dorms for 2 years. And without a doubt, that gave me like leadership skills and people management skills. Yeah. I would have never thought that being an RA was so similar to becoming a people manager, which I did for a little bit at Carbon. But without a doubt, just the actual like interaction, supporting people, helping people grow and figure things out so organically happened in the residence halls. And again, it was more of like this aha moment later of, where did I figure that out? Like, why did I just do that so confidently or so comfortably? Where did I figure that out? Oh, that was as an RA. Obviously, there were plenty of things I wasn't prepared for where I'm like, next time I'm going to do something different. But I do think that the RA aspect just gave me a strong foundation.
Please join us for part 3 of our informational interview with Marina Rovat.